Since 2013, the fight to regain local control of Ontario International Airport from Los Angeles has been a steady stream of ups and downs. That roller coaster ride finally came to an end August 6th.
Los Angeles has reached a tentative agreement to transfer Ontario Airport back to the people of this region.
With those words, L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti opened a new chapter in the Inland Airport's history and proved the jovial atmosphere in Terminal 2 was justified. The trial to decide the fate of the airport was set to begin August 17th. There was no hint either Ontario or L.A. were approaching a deal.
I was shocked last night. I said, oh, I'll be there.
State Assemblywoman Cheryl Brown was one of numerous elected officials from around the Inland Empire to be in attendance at Thursday's announcement. She says the effort in the legislature to regain control of Ontario Airport has been collaborative.
Everyone has done their part in keeping the pressure on so that we could get this airport back. Every one of us, especially the Inland Region Legislature, we worked with some of the Los Angeles legislators, and everyone sees that it's just better for us to have control.
One of the groups who led the charge for the return of Ontario was ARSAC, the Alliance for a Regional Solution to Airport Congestion. They've advocated developing airports like Ontario and Palmdale rather than hubs like LAX to expand capacity around the region. ARSAC President Denny Schneider took two red eyes to be at Thursday's event, something of a victory party for the Alliance.
All of the folks out here, they deserve an airport like everyone else. There's no reason for them to drive 2.5 hours to get to LAX.
L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti agreed.
The 7 million residents of San Bernardino, Riverside, and Orange counties shouldn't always have to drive, though we welcome them when they do want to drive, to LAX to take a flight.
The tentative agreement that transfers control from L.A. to Ontario will cost the Inland Empire City $190 million. Final terms are still being settled, but over 10 years, Ontario will pay Los Angeles on an installment plan. The agreement also includes provisions for airport staff and ensures their jobs will be safe throughout the transition. Garcetti is optimistic about Ontario's future, but doesn't shy away from the acrimony that defined the legal wrangling.
We can have better economic development, spread traffic out, new opportunities and investment in both airports, and to end a contentious chapter where people were paying lawyers, fighting with public money instead of building two great airports.
Throughout the court battles, Garcetti said he didn't want LA to make a profit for returning Ontario to local control.
I couldn't defend a deal in which we didn't get the money back that LAX passengers paid for to expand Ontario. That was the law. I couldn't defend a deal in which we didn't do well for the workers that were here and not disrupt their lives. But we came to those terms. What I didn't think was right was to ask for $100, $200 million on top of that.
The economic jolt the return of Ontario will have to the region is expected to be huge. Hotels and restaurants surround the airport, and the Ontario Convention Center is a stone's throw away. And with Inland Southern California as a hub for the logistics industry, lower, more accommodating airport fees could prompt added growth in that sector. Congresswoman Norma Torres, a Democrat who represents Ontario and its surrounding communities, thinks the new agreement will spur residents to support the local economy.
I think the locals will be more vested in ensuring that they fly in and out of here. You know, for me, this is my home airport. I fly into Ontario Airport. It takes me 10 to 12 hours because there are no direct flights from D.C. It's a challenge, but I want to ensure that I am supporting my local economy.
If everything goes to plan, the transfer of Ontario Airport to local control could happen in October of 2016. Matt Gillum, KVCR News.